Blog Talk Radio. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come today with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Indeed, there is none like you. Father, we thank you, Father, for sitting high and looking low. We thank you for your great compassions that faileth not and your mercies that are new every morning. Father God, as we come on today, we want to confess every sin of omission and sin of commission, and we embrace, Father God, the opportunity to continue to serve in your kingdom. We thank you for orchestrating, Father God, our affairs as we acknowledge you in all of our ways. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We say thank you for this platform, Father God, all those who are enriched by the hearing of your word. Father, we ask that you would send your word, Father God, into the universe, in the vast places, in the common places, the uncommon places, Father, everywhere that this word is being heard today, Father. And we ask that you would manifest your miracles and your power, Father God, to all those who believe. And we say thank you for the opportunity to serve. Father, we do not belittle this opportunity. We do not take it for granted, Father God, but we know, Father God, that in your kingdom, it is of great honor because the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, is being expanded because of the faithfulness, Father God, of your people, Father. So we just want to say thank you for all those, Father God, in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, all those who support the ministry, all those who pray, Father God, for the ministry, all those who serve in the ministry, Father God, as we continue to move forward in the spirit of unity, Father God, faith, love, and obedience. In Jesus' name, Father, do we thank you? And in Jesus' name, do we pray. And so, Father, we commit this service into your hands right now and ask that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is Lord. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Truly, 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 Jesus is Lord. And we come on this morning to bless him and to lift him up on this beautiful day, another day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. We welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here. Maybe you're at home, and maybe you're incarcerated, maybe you're in hospital, maybe you're working, maybe you're just going for a jog, amen, and chiming into the podcast. Wherever you are, we want you to know that there's no time and distance in the spirit, and so we just thank you. Because you had a choice of where you was going to tune in this morning, and you decided to tune in with us. So please have a seat, and please enjoy the services. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. And truly, it is a pleasure, amen, to serve the Lord, amen, in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And follow us on all the social media platforms. Amen. We thank you. Amen for that. Also, we ask you to go to our website and register. Amen. For the Kingdom University. Amen. It's our new Bible school. Amen. Glory be to God that we're going to be launching in 2024. And you can pre-register, amen, for free for the first 25 people. Amen. Glory be to God. The registration is free and you will be able, amen, to grow, amen, gain your, amen, your certificates, amen, some of you, your degrees. Amen. And maybe you would even desire to be one of our Bible instructors. Amen. As we are seeking to expand the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. John, chapter number 1. And we want to begin reading in verse number 35. St. John, chapter 1, verse 35. And it reads, again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. We want to come to encourage your soul this morning. Amen. With a subject, productive spirituality. Productive spirituality. Amen. And amen. Beloved, in our scripture on this morning, amen. And it speaks about John the Baptist. It's this particular scripture, amen, starts off, amen, where John the Baptist was already in motion, fulfilling his mission, amen, and preparing the way, amen, for, amen, the introduction of Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and our Savior. And John the Baptist and these new disciples, because these disciples, Jesus had 12 disciples on his inner circle, and then he had 70 disciples on the outer circle, and then Jesus had hundreds and hundreds of disciples, amen, that was following him, beloved, but he had 12 that was very, very close to him, and as we know, one of them was a devil, amen. But this here is when they were first introduced, amen, to Jesus Christ. And they used several names, and Jesus has several names. And we already shared that with you in a previous lesson. And I think we're going to come back in the next few days and go over some of those names again. But we want to thank God for the names of Jesus, just as some of us have several names. Some of us are called the mom, and some of us are called grandma. Some of us are called sweetie and boo and husband and wife. And some of us are called, amen, by our educational titles, amen. And maybe you're an evangelist or a pastor. And so, you know, we all have our different names also, amen. And so, glory be to God. So some of the names we notice in our scripture this morning, they use the name, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, amen, that he's a lion and a lamb. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, amen. This reminded me of a message that I preached not that long ago about Jesus being the lamb and the lion. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And some scriptures we'll find out where they address Jesus as rabbi. And some other scriptures we'll find out where they address Jesus as the Messiah. And some other scriptures we'll find out where they address him as the Son of God or the King of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. But they was all referring to the same person, and his name is Jesus. And beloved, as we research and we study the Word of God, and this is a blessing in studying the Word of God, as they got to know Jesus, their appreciation for him grew. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, amen. You will grow as you know. Hallelujah. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. The more time we spend getting to know Jesus, the more we will understand and appreciate who he really is. We may be drawn to him for his teaching, but we will come to know him as the Son of God. See, because a lot of people are drawn to other people, but they don't really know that person. See, they don't know. They might know of that person, but they don't know that person. Amen. Glory be to God. But God wants us to know, amen, who he is, because he already knows who you are. And although these disciples made this verbal shift in a few days, see, because you're shifting, amen, that needs to take place into the Lord's kingdom, it has to be a verbal shift. Come on, somebody. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they made the shift, but they would not truly understand Jesus until 3 years later. We have to advance in our Bibles over to the book of Acts, chapter number 2. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And this is when they really got an opportunity to understand who Jesus really was. What they so easily professed had to be worked out in experience. See, because, well, because faith without works is dead. We walk by faith and not by sight. See, and we may find the words of faith, and that might come very easily to us, beloved, but deep appreciation for Jesus comes with living by faith. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith, faith, faith that acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, as we continue to read in our scripture, we'll see that one of the two disciples in this particular passage of scripture, his name was Andrew, see, and the other was probably John, okay, because John, who wrote the book of John, makes a lot of references to himself, especially in the one where John speaks about the disciple whom Jesus loved. He called no names, but since he was the author of the book, amen, we know that he was probably speaking of himself. See, why did these disciples leave John the Baptist? Now, before they came over and shifted over on Jesus' side, before they became the disciples of Jesus, they were the disciples of John the Baptist. You see, you don't have to be a preacher, amen, to have disciples. You know, you have people out there that's running a cult, and they have disciples. See, a disciple is just basically another word for follower. I mean, you could be going in the wrong direction and have a following. But here we see that they shifted from John the Baptist to Jesus. And you might ask, well, why did they do that? Well, that would be a very good question, by the way. And the Lord, amen, loves questions, amen. Because, you know, a person that asks questions shows that they're thinking. You know, they're breaking it down, amen. And that's the way the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, amen. It's okay to ask questions because guess what? No matter what question you ask, amen, Jesus has the answer because Jesus is the answer. And so maybe they shifted from being John the Baptist disciple to Jesus disciple, because maybe that's what John wanted them to do. You know, we're not going to get real deep with it because nobody really knows, but just maybe that's what John the Baptist wanted them to do. Why? Because that was John's purpose and mission anyway. He was pointing the way to Jesus. He never claimed to be Jesus. He never claimed to be the Messiah. He never claimed to be the Savior, but he was just pointing the disciples and others to Jesus. He was showing them the way. Ah, my God, my God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by him. See, because what John the Baptist was actually doing, his purpose, and he didn't live a long life, but he did fulfill his purpose. See, you don't have to live a long life to fulfill your purpose. Because a lot of people are living a long life and they still haven't fulfilled their purposes. It's the mercies of God trying to give them time to get in line with their purpose. And then you have some others, amen, they seem to die, amen, and they have a quick life on earth, but their purpose was fulfilled. Look at Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ was only 33 and a half years old. Now, somebody in our circle died at age 33, we would be saying, oh, how short. They were still a baby. You know what I mean? You know, we were saying that's not no time. But he lived 33 and a half years with a fulfilled purpose. See? And somebody else is 75 years old and haven't even got started yet. So John the Baptist, amen, he had a short life, so to speak. But he fulfilled the purpose. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready to fulfill your destiny? See? And so what was the purpose of John the Baptist? See? See, he was preparing others to follow Jesus. Ah, what a special purpose. We look at people on Wall Street. We look at the movie, the entertainers, you know, those who, you know, sports figures and, you know, people with a lot of money and, you know, and we evaluate people on a whole different scale than what God evaluates. We're looking at people's skin color, their gender, their credit reports, the type of car they drive, their designer clothing, who they're married to. We look at all that, and we evaluate success completely different than what God does. Here, beloved, amen, John the Baptist was very successful. Why? Because he fulfilled his mission. What did he do? Did he build Wall Street? Was he the richest man in the world? Did he invent the electric car, the cart and the buggy? No, none of that. Hallelujah. But he prepared people to follow Jesus. Ooh, baby, that's supreme missionary work. That's supreme evangelism. That's an A plus 100, preparing others. The harvest is plentiful. The labors are few. Go ye out into the highways and the hedges and compel men and women to come. So John the Baptist fulfilled his purpose. See? And so, amen. So among those who shifted over to Jesus, who left John the Baptist, glory be to God, because they couldn't do both. Somebody said they couldn't do both. See, these were Jesus' first disciples. See, and we know that Peter was there. We know the old brother Peter. Oh, let me tell you something. We want to thank God for brother Peter. Now, Peter had his deficiencies like everybody else. Yeah, he was a cusser. He was one of them cussing disciples. I know some people right now, they cuss. Anytime they cuss, they say, that ain't no cuss word. Peter. Let me tell you something about Peter. When they came for Jesus, amen, the night before his crucifixion, glory be to God, hallelujah, Peter pulled out the sword. And Peter, amen, he cut off, amen, the soldier's ear, but Peter wasn't going for the ear. Peter was going for the jugular. He was going to cut that neck straight off and throw it down the yard. You hear what I'm saying?
But oh, precious Jesus, Jesus took the air, put the air back in place. Only he can put stuff back in place. Come on, somebody. Anything out of place this morning? I said, Jesus can put things back in place. Not only was it Peter, we had the introduction of Philip, amen, who was a disciple, and Nathaniel. Beloved, when these two disciples begin to follow Jesus, Jesus asked them a question. You know, it's like anything else. You know, you go out for a job interview. Well, if you're going out for a job interview, you're not going to go for an interview and then not ask you no questions. You're going out on a date. You're meeting people, a business appointment. Okay, you got some questions. You got some questions and they got some questions. But here we find out, beloved, that the first person to ask the question was Jesus. And so Jesus asked the disciples a question. Glory be to God. He asked them, what do you want? What you want? Tell me what you want. Why are you following me? What you want? That's a good question. I like that question. You on a business interview? Hey, what you want? Why am I sitting at this table? You out on a date? All right, what you want? What you looking for? You looking for a spouse? You looking for a one-night stand? What you want? Okay? That's a very good question. And Jesus posed it to the disciples. He said, what do you want? And the reason that Jesus asked this question, beloved, is because following Jesus is not enough. And we've been teaching on the law of obedience, amen, and following Jesus. Amen. Because you can't, amen, follow unless you're walking in obedience. And you definitely can't walk in obedience unless you're following. So following Jesus is important. Because we see here, this is where the discipleship began. Those who became disciples of Jesus began by following him. But following him was not enough. So Jesus is the type, amen, Jesus will go deep on you. Because we need to go deep to get clarity. Why? Because we need to understand. God already knows. God knows he's the only person in the universe that has all the details of the future. We can say, okay, tomorrow, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And we got our checklist, to-do list of the things that we're going to do tomorrow, but not one person know how all that is going to play out. Not one person knows every blow by blow, every second. Only God. Ooh, he has all the details of the future. Ooh, I'm so glad I'm with him. Ooh, my glory. See, because, beloved, following Jesus is not enough. Hear me. If you don't hear anything else I say, amen, over the next 10 minutes, give me another 10 minutes or so and I'll be finished. Following Jesus is not enough. We must follow him for the right reasons. See, what you do has to be for the right reasons. Some folks just into something, you know what I mean? Well, you know, maybe I'll be noticed. You know, maybe I can get popularity. Maybe they'll promote my book. Maybe blah, 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 blah. Huh? What's in it for me? I mean, come on. Let's just tell the truth. We know how the flesh roll. We know how selfish nature roll. Opportunities come to us. Okay, until we crucify that flesh and get that flesh in the right priority, amen, all of us, most of us, the first question we're going to ask is, what's in it for me? See? Beloved, to follow him for our own purposes, if we just follow Jesus, you know, for what we want, see? We will be asking him to follow us in reality. I'm following Jesus, so this can work for me, that can work for me, So now what you're doing is you're asking him to follow you so you can succeed. See, to align with us, to support and advance our cause, not his. We have a motto in our ministry, amen, and I use it now as my own personal motto. It's engraved in my spirit at this point. the will of God for the glory of God. And this is why we read in the book of Matthews how the Bible tells us that in the last days, so many people, when they see Jesus, they're going to be trying to remind Jesus of all the things that they did for him. Well, Jesus, I went to feed the poor. Why are you casting me out? Well, Jesus, I gave up my wardrobe. I clothed the naked. I fed the poor. I prayed for folks. I cast out devils. And they want to go down their little list to remind Jesus of all the things that they did for him, that Jesus would change his mind and let them enter in. See? But the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that Jesus is going to demand that they depart from him. And they never knew, and he never knew them. Well, one might ask, how is it possible for a person to do all these things and not know Jesus? Well, that's a very good question. Well, the answer is simply this. They did the will of God, but it wasn't for the glory of God. They did the will of God for their own glory, for their own purposes, so they can broadcast what they did, so their names could be mentioned in light. So everybody can look on you like you got some power. Huh? Oh, yeah, beloved. It's the end. See, God judges the intents of the heart. God knows why you did it. Have you ever, amen, I know in my own personal life, sometimes I've done some things, made some decisions, some choices, and I made that decision, but it did not play out the way I wanted it to. It went a different direction. Well, the people that was watching me, they judged the outcome of that decision. But God doesn't judge the outcome. God judges the intents of your decision. What you meant for it. What did you mean to happen? Where was you coming from? Ah, come on, somebody. Anybody happy about this but me? Glory be to God. Beloved, we must examine our motives for following Jesus. We must. And I am an advocate on taking notes. An advocate. Notes everywhere. I'm organizing all this now. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm organizing all this. Amen. As we prepare, amen, for our Bible college. Amen. And I am serving as the chancellor, amen, and I thank God for the privilege, amen. It's a lot of notes, amen. I got all these notes. I got the stuff in my spirit, but I have to organize the notes, amen, so that our students and other facilitators will have what they need, amen. But let me ask you a question this morning. Are we seeking God's glory, or are we seeking our own? Write that down. Meditate on it, pray on it, be truthful about it. Why are we doing it? Why? Is this for your glory or for God's glory? And this is why so many people in the last days are not going to be accepted, because they did a good work, but it wasn't for God's glory. They did a good work for their own glory. Ah, my God, suki, suki. Andrew, beloved, accepted John the Baptist's testimony about Jesus. And immediately he went to tell his brother Simon about it. Immediately. Ah, yeah, I recall the days. You remember the day when you first got saved? Ah, when you had all that zeal. Boy, you couldn't wait to share it with your parents, your neighbors, your family, your co-workers, everybody you met. It was like falling. It was better than falling in love. Because when you fall in love with a person, that tends to be your only conversation, that other person, because you're in love. But Jesus was even higher than that. Jesus, 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 gave your life to Jesus. Every time people saw you, you were talking about Jesus. You were just so in love. See? And this is what happened here, beloved, amen, with Andrew. Amen. He went straight to Simon. Let me tell you about a man. Let me tell you about a man. Ah, glory be to God from Galilee. Oh, my God, Suki. There was no question in Andrew's mind that Jesus was the Messiah. Not only did he tell his brother, but he was also eager to introduce him to other people as well. He wasn't ashamed. Some people, and I can tell the truth, some people we really ashamed. We ashamed to introduce them. We don't want nobody to know we know them. You know, can you like hurry up and go home? I don't want to let nobody know I know you. Every now and then, you know what I mean? I know I've had some situations like that. I know how we got, look, come on, I got to go. I got to go. And you know, and you sitting there, you and the other person and third person come along and the three of you talking and you still haven't introduced the other person. That's a shame, ain't it? But it's the truth. That's the truth. You know, but when you're happy about the person you're with, as soon as that third person show up, before they take a seat, oh, brother, let me introduce you to so-and-so. Let me introduce you to so-and-so. Oh, it's because it's a pleasure for you to introduce. Amen. Beloved, that's the type of zeal that we need to have for Jesus. That's the type of zeal. I don't even know your name. I just met you in the supermarket. What'd you say your name was? Okay, Miss Barbara, do you know Jesus? Come on, somebody. Well, you might not get a second opportunity, amen, to talk to Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara might not get a second opportunity either. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me ask you a question. How many people in your life, not my life, how many people in your life have heard you talk about your relationship with Jesus? Now, they know about your relationship at home and at work and at church and in the ministry and in the community. They know about that because you're talking about that all the time. Matter of fact, they can repeat verbatim what you're going to say before you say it because they done heard it so often. Okay? But let's go a little bit deeper. How many people have heard you talk about your relationship with Jesus? It's time for us to switch the script, beloved. It's time for us to switch the script. I remember, amen, once, amen, we had Family and Friends Day. And everybody had to bring a friend. And one of the church members brought a friend. And that friend knew somebody at the church. They worked together for years. And the friend, the visitor, told the church person after they saw him in the audience after the church service, said, "Man, I didn't know you was a Christian. Man, I didn't know you went to church. I didn't know you believed in Jesus." Isn't that sad? Yeah, sat down in the break room, then went to lunch and everything for years, and nobody even know that you know Jesus. Jesus saw not only who Simon was, but who he would become. Lord's willing, we're going to come back next week and talk to you a little bit about that. Oh, my God, that's one of them shout messages. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, before we can shout, we got to get something to shout over. Sometimes we got to move some stuff out the way. Glory be to God, as we taught. Amen. In a previous lesson, amen, sermon, beloved, that we got to lay aside the weight in the sand. We got to get some stuff straight. Hey, you know, it's nothing to be embarrassed about because Jesus is here to help us. He wants to help us. Matter of fact, we can't do it without him anyhow. Without me, you can't do nothing. He's just waiting for us to make a decision. Come on now. Is your answer yes or is your answer no? And so we see, beloved, in our scripture this morning, and we see here where Jesus gave him a new name. Ooh, a new name. Let me stop right here. I'm trying to close. But let me just encourage somebody here. I don't know what your name is here on earth. My name is Alfreda. When I get to heaven, that ain't going to be my name. Ah, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have a new name. Written up in heaven, I come to tell you, you got a new name. Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I said, God is giving you a new name. Why? Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things that passed away, behold, all things, even your name has become new. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And Peter's name was changed to Cephas. See, Peter in Greek, the name means rock. Rock, on this rock. Hey, glory be to God. Peter is not presented as rock solid throughout, hallelujah, the Gospels. But we learn in the book of Acts that he became a rock. He became rock solid in the days of the early church. See, he wasn't who he was going to be. See, when God looks at you, he don't look at you as you are. He sees you as you will be when he gets through with you. Because you're following the process. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus introduced a change in his character. Because your new character will determine your new name. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So, thank you, God. Let me read this scripture, amen. This be our last scripture here in Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 19. Let's read 18 and 19. And as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. So, beloved, we see in this particular, as we are advancing forward now, advancing forward, see, but these men already knew Jesus. I just shared with you their first introduction of Jesus. Amen. This is another day. Amen. Jesus walking along. Amen. He sees them again. Amen. And he said, hey, come follow me. See, because he had already had a conversation with them. It's not like Jesus met them for the first time. You meet a stranger in the street and say, hey, come follow me. No, Jesus, amen, and the disciples had already been introduced. See, and Jesus had been preaching in the area. See? But when Jesus called them, they knew what kind of man he was, and they was willing to know him a little bit better. They already knew he was a good man. They already knew him. So they was willing. Glory be to God. Jesus told Peter and Andrew to leave their fishing business and come fish for people. Some of us would struggle with that. Some of us, what? Leave my business? You know how much work I put in this? You know what my goals are? You know how much money we got on the line? What? I'm going to feed my family. What? You know that if, for most of us, if we're gonna be real, it's gonna be a little hesitation. It's gonna be a little bit of hesitation here now. You know, I don't want to be living out in the street. Leave my business. See, stop fishing, amen, and let's fish for people. I'm gonna teach you what it means to be a real disciple. Jesus is saying, I'm going to teach you what it means to be a real follower. Each one teach one. I disciple you so you can disciple others. Woo! You follow me as I follow Christ. Come on, we all going in the same direction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come fish for people. Helping others find God. helping others find God. But that's a good mission statement. Wow. I'm going to have to engraft that some kind of way in our mission statement. I think I'm going to have to do some modification because the spirit, amen, triumph the spirit. I just have received a connection with that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Helping people find God. A one-sentence mission statement. What's your mission, Pastor Bradford? What's your mission? Matter of fact, you know what, beloved? Truth of the matter be told. That should be the universal mission statement for the church. Every born-again believer. Give us your mission statement. You got a mission? You got a vision? Without the vision of people, but yeah, we got a mission. We got a vision too. What is it? Helping people find God. Why? Because I'm following him. Come on, follow me. Let us do this thing together. Because you can't go wrong. He ain't going to take you in the wrong direction. You can believe that because he is the way. Glory be to God. Jesus was calling them away from their productive trade to be productive spiritually. Beloved, what's your level of productivity? I'm not asking you how many sales you made last week. I'm not asking you how much money you made last week. I'm not asking you, amen, what did you accomplish on your to-do list, amen, your dream board. I'm not asking you at all. All that's good now. All that's good, but that's not the question this morning. I'm talking about on your spirituality. Was you productive spiritually? You did all that last week. Okay, wonderful. Did you tell anybody about Jesus? Did you do anything that's going to edify the king, glorify the king, point other people to Jesus, where people can see Jesus in you? Was you productive there? Because that's what the Lord is looking at. But because we should be fruitful in every area of our lives. Multiplication. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. We should wake up in the morning thinking about Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. We should go during our day thinking about Jesus. We should look for every opportunity to say something for Jesus because he who winneth souls is wise. Beloved, we too need to encourage people to follow Jesus. So often we want to encourage people. Oh, they had death in the family, and oh, they're going through so much, and oh, they sick, and all right, okay, we get that, okay. So we're gonna pray for them, okay. Now, when you talk to them, you can't talk to them like they the victim. But baby, I know what you're going through, and it's going to be all right. Okay, all right, okay. That's why, beloved, sometimes we need to pray before we get there and pray before you open your mouth because you just talked for 30 minutes, and you ain't said nothing about Jesus yet. You just tried to encourage somebody for 15, 20 minutes, and you still ain't said nothing about Jesus. You didn't give them no answer. You didn't give them no remedy. All you did was pacify them as being the victim. You got to give them hope. You have to give them encouragement. You have to give them life. And that can be found in no other place but in Jesus. So this is why we need to pray before we open our mouth. Let me tell you, I am in the habit personally that you can try this or try something else, but try something that works. Before I open my mouth to say anything, I say a prayer. Father, this is my prayer, real simple, one word, one sentence. I said, Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And then I open my mouth. And let the Holy Spirit speak through me. Because when the Holy Spirit is speaking through you, you encouraging somebody and you don't even realize you encourage them. I have many people that have come to me and said, I never forgot when you said this, Pastor. I never forgot. I don't even know what they're talking about. My life has never been the same. Said, what? I said I was going to try to contact all these people and I was going to put a book together. Because I have so many people that came to me and said, I never forgot when you said this. Never forgot when you said. I said, I got to compile all this and put this thing in a book. But that's not me. It's the Holy Ghost. And he is no, amen, he's not partial. He says, open your mouth and I'll speak. So, beloved, we need to encourage people to follow Jesus. After you encourage them to, you know, to do this and do that and do this and do that, don't forget to include they must follow Jesus. So unless you're following Jesus, life is not even worth living. Matter of fact, you don't even have life. You're a dead man walking. If we show his love and share the gospel with others, we will be able to draw those around us to him, like fishermen who pull fish into their boats with nets. They throw those nets over and here come a boatload of fish. Wait a minute. Where did this fish come from? All they did was throw the net over. The Holy, see, beloved, when we throw the net, that spiritual net, the Holy Spirit do the drawing. The Holy Spirit will catch the fish. You don't have to catch no fish. You don't have to scale no fish either. But you got to throw the net over. And you got to throw it over, amen, as the Holy Spirit is leading you. And as we shared earlier, amen, Jesus told the disciples, throw it over on the right side of the boat. You got to make sure that you're on the right side. What side are you on? Amen. Productive spirituality, beloved. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. You don't want to be dormant. You just don't want to sit around, wait for the rapture. Sit around, wait to die. Sit around. No. We want to see what it is the Lord will have us to do and whatever that is. Amen. And tell the Lord, yes. Tell the Lord, yes, I'll go. If you can use anybody, use me. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We thank you. We bless you and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. Father God, we know that your word will never return into your void, but will always accomplish everything you have sent it forth to do. And we thank you for helping us not to be a hearer only, but a doer of the word. Amen, amen, and amen. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, today is your day. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. You shall be. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the beginning of your new life, and it is a glorious life. It is life defined. Amen. L-I-F-E. Amen. So come on. Amen. Just ask Jesus to forgive you. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I'm so sorry that I've grieved you. I come now by faith, simple faith, and I open up my heart and my mouth, and I confess the Lordship of Jesus, and I invite Jesus in to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for washing away my sins forever. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now help me, Father, to be productive in my spirituality as I continue to walk as your disciple, doing your will, your way, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire to sow into the good soil, amen, of this word, amen, and this ministry, amen, because truly this is good soil, amen. Why? Because we're perfect? No, that's not why it's good soil, amen. It's good soil because we're doing the will of God. That's why it's good soil. even in our growing pains, amen, we still strive to be obedient. Amen. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the connect button there. Amen. And you can sow. Amen. We thank God for you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Follow our website. Amen. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's about to be posted. We just submitted everything. Amen. To our website designer. Amen. Glory be to God of our Kingdom University. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. And we're going to be launching that. Hallelujah. To God be praise. To God be glory. And to God be honor. Hallelujah. It's called the Wealth Kingdom University. Amen. Glory be to God. And you'll be able to sign up. Amen. For training and classes pertaining to Bible basics, the power of prayer, marriage and family, kingdom lifestyle and practice, understanding Jesus as King, spiritual warfare, kingdom theology, and also one-on-one coaching. Amen. So please, amen, hallelujah. And that's wealthkingdomuniversity.com. Amen. Glory be to God. We have a couple events coming forward in December, and then more events scheduled in February. Amen, of this year. Amen. So keep a lookout. Stay close to us. Amen. And we want to stay close to you. Amen. So please, amen, send us out an email and let us pray for you. Meet us here early in the morning, 6 days a week. Actually, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We're here at 6 a.m. in the morning. And then back, amen, Sundays at 12 noon. Amen. We also have an altar prayer. Amen. Praying around the clock. Amen. 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. Come on in. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study and so much more to come. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father God, for a beautiful day. A beautiful day as we continue, Father God, to be led by the Spirit because you are our good shepherd. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this service by the word, blood, and spirit and decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and our souls. Says amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. And let us thank God for our productive spirituality. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you much. Amen. Amen. And amen.